Blog Talk Radio. everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight's class will be on the Paragon Shift, and we're going to talk about that with Brother Eddie. And Brother Eddie, we've already told you we want the funk. Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, excuse me. Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing great, fabulous. Cannot complain at all. So, again, it's been a while, and I want to include the family and listening audience for their time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us. It is greatly appreciated. Greatly appreciated, yes. So, yes, I want to keep reiterating this with the family. The names change. The names change, but the numbers remain the same, because that's the key with metaphysics and numerology. The names change, but the numbers remain the same. So, again, tonight's class, do you recognize the paradigm shift? And what we want, as we always say, we want the family to bring your piece of the puzzle to the table of thinking so we can talk about it, because we're hitting on certain points, but we're not connecting the dots. We're not filling in the gaps. So we're kind of missing the actual plan. It's the universal plan. And the universal plan is no more than bringing order out of chaos. And we all see it. We live in it. Some of us say that we're in it, but not of it. But we're all in it. So understanding that paradigm shift, our piece of the puzzle, and knowing that that's the universal plan, being to bring order out of chaos, is put in front of every human. So with that, I want the family to think about that while we get into, again, dealing with the names change, but the numbers remain the same, because it's all connected. And mentioning that it's all connected, the family already knows that I am, or I have, a drug addiction. And my drug addiction, as the family knows, is metaphysics. It's all connected. Metaphysics, again, is no more than those who call by the same number, different name, Jesus Christ and God, or God and Jesus Christ. So this is the metaphysics that we have to now tie together to the all, because the key in all of this is understanding that drug addict that we all are, regardless of what degree we call it. Once we get into it, it's no more than our spiritual guidance. It's no more than the sun rays that hit us with not only the vitamin D, but the food for thought. It's when the sun shines and kisses us on the face. But the key to all of this being all connected, which it is when we see where we are right now and use what's all connected, the metaphysics, as above, so below. It's all the same. The drug addiction that we need to really be concerned with deals with our youth and our children, because our youth and our children are the new addicts of the drug, and that drug is simply called the internet. and we know about all of the stories we give and talk to one another, how we see our children and grandchildren on these tablets, phones, constantly. It's an addiction. And when we know and recognize this, then we need to bring order. We need to basically stop, because what we've done is become part of the problem, the enabler. Just like a junkie has people that gives her money to get, well, we're doing this to our children when we buy these different devices, phones, and we don't give them scheduled times. We don't censor what they're watching. As we've said countless of times, we've been out to dinner, look across the tables and see people with their heads in their phones. No conversation. It's been lost. And it's farther going down the drain because we sit back and allow it. We see it. And we do nothing about it. Again, this is the things that we must do to bring order, even in a conversation, which we all know a lot of our children and a lot of us can't even have decent conversations. These are the basics. And everything that I mentioned being all connected, again, the names change, but the numbers remain the same. Everything from all connected, metaphysics, drug addiction, God and Jesus Christ, spiritual connection, spiritual guidance, sun rays, sunshine, and so much more, as above, so below, fellowship and worship. All of these things, and these are the things that we're supposed to be constantly doing with one another, but there's no fellowship when there's no conversation. And we're not teaching our youth the proper way to communicate. So with that, I've always said that's our ultimate test along our journey, is to figure it out and to find our gift. Because once we know our gift, we recognize the paradigm shift. And looking at the paradigm shift, again, bring your piece of the puzzle to the table of thinking. Because, again, the names change, but the numbers remain the same. Paradigm shift is also peace and puzzle. It's also order out of chaos. See, that's the paradigm shift. And when we really recognize it by the number, paradigm shift is 57. 5 plus 7 is 12. 1 plus 2 is 3. But when you see that 5-7 distinctly of the paradigm shift, we've been talking about it. The paradigm shift, or part of it, that they're trying to use the technology, we've been talking about it for at least 5 years. It's called 5G. 5G is 5-7. Paradigm shift is 57. 5G, as we've been talking about, is part of this paradigm shift. It's part of what we've been hearing as the new or the reset. Because the order that they've been claiming is the one world order. Again, order out of chaos. Well, one by number comes to new. They also call it new world order. Most recently, as I just mentioned, the one is called reset, the world order. That one, that reset, that new for us is the awakening, which is one. We are in the midst of this awakening with this paradigm shift coming through frequency and sound. And by the use of technology that has been invented by man and his corrupt ways, It is used to block and or kill that frequency by way of technology using 5G and the currents of different waves. They just amped it up, if we weren't paying attention, on April Fool's Day. And when we look at April 1st, it's no more than the 5, the 4 and the 1. Put that 5 on it, 5G. So, again, this is what I'm giving the way it's been given to me by way of the numbers and telepathy of communications by way of not only the air but the universe. Hopefully we're flowing with it, however, well, whichever way the messages are coming through, the patterns that we start to see, if we recognize it, because that's part of the paradigm shift, to be able to recognize the signs and symbols that are personal to you. It's your personal relationship that we must find along the way during our journey. And again, just to use one of the family members, and I hope our brother out there is listening, Brother Ray, this is especially for you, because brother, through that dream that you had and through what you've been trying to push for so long, dealing with organize, well, if you've already started your part, your recognition from the universal plan to organize, you've done it, my brother. I mean, you go into another, I don't want to say extreme, but trying to hit another angle. But you did it, and you're doing it, because universal by number is 9. Organized by number is 9. The universal plan is 7. Organized drum is 7. My brother, you've organized this drum movement that is phenomenal. This is part of the universal plan, using that drum as that instrument to communicate, to change the vibration and frequency of not only the people, but in the current of the air and the winds that blows from north to south and east to west. So, my brother, I commend you. And this is from the universal dream that I had once I started getting and receiving all of this information. So kudos to you, Brother Ray, you know, and stay on it. And hopefully from that venture we can organize as a people the way we should, because at the end of the day, when we actually look at all of those words that I mentioned about the paradigm shift, your piece of the puzzle, order out of chaos. Once this happens, we enter what we've always been talking about biblically, the promised land. That's part of the paradigm shift, that we get into the promised land. But again, with the mindsets that most of us have, will not be permitted, because we're stuck in a third dimensional rift, and we can't feel the shift. So, again, when we understand that promised land, well, what land? You have people talking about Africa, America, whatever. Well, see, the land, understanding by number, is the world. We are promised the world, family. We're always talking about the world is ours, not this, that, or the other, here or there. This land is the world that is promised to us. And that world is no more than promised to a particular nation. Land is eight, world is eight, and nation is eight. We are that nation once we, again, understand our piece of the shift to bring order. Because, again, think about whatever you've been doing for the last 5 to 10 years. Are you trying to bring order or chaos? And, again, we gravitate to those on whatever we choose. If we choose order, we gravitate to those who talk, speak, and relate the order that we need to hear. And if it's chaos, then we see it every day. But again, understanding the danger of technology, and we being the parents, should be able to monitor and not let that monitor screen control our children and our youth. Because at the end of the day, the internet was specifically made for the children and the youth to change their concept of reality and time. We constantly talk about the paradigm of the augmented reality, and we're constantly seeing things that are being pushed that way. So again, this paradigm shift, we're already talking about it, but we have to pinpoint and not be distracted, because that's the key at the time that we're in, called 2022, the sixth, the third eye, that deals with illusion and insight. So if we're insightful, we're not believing the illusion, because the insight will not allow you to be distracted. That's the key to a lot of all of this that they're doing, especially this year of the third eye, the sixth, 2022. Known as the year of the tiger, tiger being 29 or the two. So that two being illusion, illusion is also 29 or two. We're able now to pinpoint the players of this year behind the illusion or a part of the illusion. One being the president. Joe is two, Joe Biden. The other player of the illusion right now is Russia with this war. I'm not saying that it's not real, but it's a distraction, because there are things that are deeper happening within and behind this war. Another key player of illusion is NATO. Too, because all the other countries are so-called behind NATO, so that includes everybody that's a part of NATO. And I'll do this, and then we can get to any current events that you might have, but I know that the family is probably still hearing or even talking about the Academy last week, dealing with the slap. But for me, again, it's all part of a distraction. To use two black men, by the way, black is two, to pull off another distraction, more or less. Because the interesting thing, when you look at two black men, the two individuals, and remember, the names change, but the numbers remain the same. You look at Chris Rock. Chris is 25, Rock is 13. 25 plus 13 is 38. 3 plus 8 is 11. There's a 2. Part of the illusion. Now let's look at Will Smith. Will is 13 and Smith is 25. You reverse the numbers on me. I got caught up in the names, not saying the number, which comes to, again, 38, 11, the illusion part of it. It just so happened a family member, and I didn't go back to get all the particulars on this event that Will Smith was at last year. But the interesting thing, it was dated November 11, which is 11-11. Chris Rock and Will Smith, 11-11. And at this particular event, the question was asked by a young man, how did he make his fight scenes and slaps look real? And he basically demonstrated the same slap he did on Chris Rock, that he showed the young man how to move, how to get out the way, and how to go along or to go with. Anyway, it's not even necessary, family, to go that deep because, again, a distraction. And when we put too much energy and time, that's the key. Again, names change, the numbers remain the same. When they say, let's throw the shit on the wall and see what sticks, the shit is the word, because shit is 24, 6, word is 15, which is 6. And when we think about it, all these words that are in our face that they put there, they only become real or manifest because we speak them into existence. 3-4 years ago, we wasn't talking about the coronavirus. We wasn't talking about COVID-19. We wasn't talking about the Delta variant. We wasn't talking about Omicron and a countless other words that they've thrown that we now gravitate to and we use. The shit, the word that they threw on the wall, and it stuck because we regurgitated, we manifested, we bring it into existence. Our children will not even remember because it's not being put, as they say, out of sight, out of mind, even the words. They're not hearing, as we were saying again 3 to 4 years ago, the cold, the flu. How often do we hear that? How often do our children hear that? Because, again, part of the Mandela effect is to wipe it away from our children or from one generation to the next, to the next, to the next, as we talk about the seven generations. Part of the plan. Plan is seven, the seven generations. And by the way, today's date comes to the number seven. I didn't mention that earlier. April 6, 2020. 2-7. So, with that right now, Sister Antoinette, do you have any current events? And do we have any family members who might have wanted to bring their piece of the puzzle, their paradigm shift to the floor?
Yeah, we do have a call. Give me 1 minute, caller. There's one thing I'm sure that everyone already knows now, but if you didn't, Jordan Maxwell passed away March the 23rd, I believe. Let me look at this again.
I didn't know that.
March 23rd. Yes. He passed away. He was 82. And if anyone remembers, we did have him on the show in 2019. Okay. October the 31st, 2019, Jordan Maxwell was on the show with us. Do you remember that, Brother Eddie?
Yes, I do. Because that's Halloween.
Yes.
I remember.
I have the link in the description page. And also, I believe it was his last appearance on YouTube, his last public appearance, I think. If not, well, it was close enough, but it was The Truth Will Set You Free. But he did another one after that, I remember. So that's not his last one. That's next to the last one. So it was very good. I really suggest that y'all, you know, listen to it. Another thing I wanted to announce is I heard you mentioning Brother Ray, and Brother Ray is unfortunately not feeling well these days again. So we want to, you know, keep him up in prayer. And
wow. Man, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, I definitely got to put him in vibrations and prayers and uplift him with a solo drum. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Family,
yes,
when y'all get the time.
We're still drumming on Sunday. We're still drumming on Sunday, and I know he's still drumming Sunday, but, you know, we still want to, you know, keep him up in prayer because bruised some ribs.
Man, okay.
Okay.
Oh,
so
yeah, we definitely
got to
do that.
Brother Ray.
Oh, yeah, definitely got to keep him here because he's still on his assignment, which is a great mission.
Yes, it is. It most definitely is. So those are the only two things that I really have. If there's anyone here that's from Indiana, I was watching something this afternoon, which I took most of my time doing. Please give me y'all because I didn't get any news stories because I was too busy being nosy watching a live event. But it was something that was happening in Indiana of a lot of police activity. But they didn't bring the man out the house, but they said it was somebody stuck in the house and heard all these shots fired, but nobody went in. I mean, the police were all in there, but they never brought anybody out, so I'm just curious to know what happened. So if anybody knows, if you could please tell me, I would appreciate it. Okay, and that's it, Brother Eddie. That's it for me.
Okay, you can bring the caller in.
Okay, Erica 404.
Hey, how y'all hear me? Yahoo! Y'all hear me?
Hey, what's happening, Brother West? How you doing?
I'm still learning, huh?
Brother West, do me a favor. Give me a text or something because I got a new phone, and it wiped out a lot of the numbers. So your numbers, like I meant to text you, and I couldn't get you because
I already did.
Okay, great.
I already did. When you said something about April Fool, I text you and said they tricked everybody again. That's the real New Year, y'all. Happy New Year. Okay, that's the real
New Year.
New Year. That's right. After that, you're right on schedule, man. Once you know what time it is, you get your circadian rhythm back, you'll be good. But, it's a fun time to be alive, man. I just heard some good news today, what we all been wanting for these demons to get taken care of, like me and Brother Red all the talk. I told y'all these times coming to an end. But Antoinette, did you listen to the bishop that I sent you?
Not today, I didn't. I listened to him in the past. I listened to two or three of them, but I will go back and listen to the rest of them.
The one that
he is very deep.
The one he did last night, oh, man. He said it's been in 2023. They knew you January 1st. They knew you. That's when all the plagues going to be loose on these demons, like George Soros. And all these wicked money changers. Oh, man, y'all better get right, man. He said it's going to be 12 plays, man. Oh, man, that's what we wanted. And good thing is, we finna get blessed, y'all, because everything I've been trying to do to create some blessings ain't been happening. So I guess that's the universe telling me to sit my ace down and relax, chill.
Yeah.
And we finna come up, y'all. All right, I'll leave it like that, Eddie. We've been ready to come up, brother. okay? It's gonna be a real reset. All that stuff they stole from us is coming to us, y'all. So y'all just get ready, cause it's coming. It's time. We already know what happened. 2019. That's when the 400-year curse was up. So it takes about 2 years, and the days be short, cause this 6,000-year rule is up. We in here 5783. All right. So the devil had close to 6,000 years to do this, like the book say, and their days have got short now, man. Their days is short. It's coming in 200 years and sketches now. Praise the Most Heavenly Father, man. I'm going to be quiet because this is a fun time, man. I've just been told to be quiet and just tell people good news. Relax, my black people. We Hebrew Israelites, like I said. Everybody, I mean, it's fun to be alive, y'all. We're going to get our blessing. All we got to do is be cool a little bit longer, y'all. Be cool. Don't be arguing with none of your friends. Stay away from the white police. Don't call none of them, man. They brown them. I got good news, man. All right. I ain't been this happy in a while because what I'm going through. Yeah,
thank you, Brother West. That is good news. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
And again, and with your Brother West, you're right on point because, again, that's why I hadn't been on in a while, because that's the same thing that the universe told me. Excuse me, family, but the universe told me this. Shut your ass up, Eddie. Just be cool and shut up. Be quiet, be silent, and let me feed you. So that's
yes,
what I've been doing, getting all these downloads. But again, as you said, that reset that they're trying to push is an awakening for us. They're trying to reset the awakening. They can't stop it. And like you said, gave the date of 2023 being New Year's, where again, that January 1st, we back to that 2 that I'm talking about dealing this year with the illusion, because again, family, watch out for this individual, Heifa. I don't want to say woman because she couldn't even give you the definition of a woman. And that's this Judge Jackson that they just appointed. And again, Jackson comes to Trinity, which is that 2. She's part of that illusion, family, so don't get it twisted with them trying to – she's the first black woman. Oh, no, she ain't black by a long shot. Everyone, our color ain't our kind, and she's a perfect example of that. So go ahead, Brother West. What are you saying?
Yeah. So I know anytime the enemy picks somebody to be your leader, our leader, hey, you got to question them, man, because anybody who the enemy like, I do the opposite. Anybody who the enemy like, I don't deal with anybody who the enemy hate. That's who I roll with, man. Okay? You got to learn how to do the opposite, man. So when they pick somebody to be our leader, and I did investigations on her when I told y'all about there was some black people had a discrimination case against Lockheed Martin. And it was a lot of money, but too many people in the class action suit. But still, she turned it down, man. She dismissed that case. Okay, that tell you right there. And then I know another brother said she getting a whole bunch of bad cases against black people, man. So she number the Oreo. You want something good, just go get your Oreo cookie. And that's about it, man. That's all she buy, man.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but the truth coming out of all these demons, on everybody, me, you, Lottie, down to everybody. That's why I'm trying to stay right with the Most High. I know who we are, and get ready for the Passover. Throw out this unleavened bread I got. But anyway, it's all good. It's fun to be alive, man. It's truth coming out. You're right, Ed. She's over the Oreo.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, so, again, you put that perfectly, Brother West. Anytime we see this system pushing any black person in our face that we didn't put there, that we ain't got there, that they like, we better run or we better dismiss them because they're not working in our best interest.
All the time.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the next caller, gentlemen.
Okay, go ahead.
That's the algorithm. I study the algorithm, man. They can't fool me no more. I study all this. Everything they do, I already study.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Brother West. Area code 740.
Hey, how you doing, Sister Antoinette? How you doing tonight?
Brother Eddie, how you doing?
Greetings, greetings, hello, family. How you doing?
Greetings. I'm doing not so bad, not so bad. I just want to touch on, you mentioned a house got raided or something like that. And immediately,
in Indiana.
Yeah, in Indiana. So I got a couple of stories last night and one today about the Patriots. We've all heard about them. Well, they've learned to lean against the politicians' bonds to get them to act. And in some cases, they've got those politicians removed from their offices based on their, you know, lack of duty. Now, they also mm-hmm. are getting home invasions. What they're starting to find out is somehow, some way, someone is calling the police department and reporting something ambiguous where the cops got to go in and actually raid the house. Well, they'll raid the house and shoot the house up, and then sometimes there's nobody inside the house. And this has been going on since the Patriots have started blowing the whistle on the politicians. Now, the main thing that they're pushing is leaning on the sheriffs for not doing their duties with this nationwide water crisis that we're going through right now, even the one in Detroit. So the sheriff is being held accountable due to an act that was put in place back in the 70s. I think it was 72 or 77. I didn't get too much into the details on the story that was being provided, but that was one of the things that, you know, they're bringing awareness to. So maybe that was the situation that was being reported, you know, behind the scenes that was going on. Maybe not, but it definitely, needs some awareness to be brought about as all. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to bring to the show tonight. It's an honor being in the midst of such great spirits. So thank you. Thank us.
Thank you. This was someone that was doing it on their phone. They were doing it live. You know, it wasn't something that I on the news. I was watching this person doing this live, and they were showing it. And they have been doing it for hours. So it was something.
That's a different type of sickness. Speaking of sickness, earlier, Brother Ed was talking about these the youth being so addicted to these devices. So we know what's behind the 5G of technology and how those electrons can, you know, permeate the skin through the pores and, you know, have some effect on you. But, you know, a lot of us and still is, and some of us are coming out of it, the damage, you know, done, the trauma done to us as adolescents that kind of takes us out of the realm of what we should be learning and what we should be instilling in our people. And today, more than ever, it's starting to change back to that normal where you see more families interacting with Mother Nature and things of that nature. So are they addicted to it? Oh, yeah, man. That whole me thing, it feeds right into the narcissism. And the food that they're feeding them to, that's a whole nother level of, hey, we'll get people just hooked on stupid stuff, you know. And it's just feeding into that ego. You know, once they start consuming it, well, now that festers inside the body and drives the appetite for more. Let me get more of that. But the main thing is that camera. It's a narcotic to a lot of people who don't understand, you know, what it is, you know, that they're interacting with. So great show. Love the numbers. It's a good topic to have. And keep doing what you do in teaching the next six generations. And I'm going to go on mute. Thank you.
Thank you,
my brother. Thank you. Peace and love. And just to hit on what you said, because it's part of the plan, because part of the plan is where we are now. When we talk about the age of Aquarius, plan is 7, Aquarius 34 is a 7. Well, 7 is no more than nature. Nature is 25, that's 7. And this is why we hear so many people, even brothers and sisters now in these lines, talking about getting back in nature, going out and planting.
Yeah.
Getting a garden started, going out and walks, you know, the sunrise and the sunset, the moon, you're hearing everybody into nature, astrology, because this is the time of nature. Nature is no more. then understanding nature is to truly discover yourself, because yourself comes to 34, which is that 7. You're part of nature, baby. And it all starts from the mother, Mother Nature. That's why mother is 8, part of this land, part of the world that the nation was promised. So we have to take care of mother. Because, again, we're talking all around mother, and the distraction of Russia and Ukraine. My thought is the destruction and damage they're doing to the mother, and whatever is felt over there, the repercussions of the earth trying to balance and protect itself is coming our way, baby. See,
yes.
As Brother West said, they finna reap a lot of the shit that they not did. Because, again,
yes,
it's coming to the light.
Yes,
it's being
Paul, I'll be right with you. But Brother Eddie, you know, someone has told me where the cities that they said that were being destroyed in Ukraine, and
mm-hmm.
they said, you know, go to Google Map and put in live. And when they did that, you know, and they were showing it to me, there was no destruction there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they were telling me that this whole thing was just a farce, you know, that it's nothing. It's just, you know, playing with us.
Said it's an illusion.
Yes.
Said this is part
right
of the illusion.
It's a Hollywood production.
Yeah.
Yes.
And as we said, what, 3-4 years ago, even before, when we were dealing with the political theater of the Biden administration before he got there and Donald Trump. Don't get so wrapped up, family. Get your drink, your popcorn, chips, or whatever it is. Sit back and enjoy the show. Because that's all it is.
Yeah.
A Hollywood production. It's a show.
Yes. Yes, it is. Okay, take the next caller. Area code 732.
Good day to everyone. When the man was just speaking about greeting to you too. When the man was just speaking about the water, the town I live in, most of the people here are seniors. So anyway, I was in a store and the lady pulled up on the internet how the water here is poisoned. It's poisoned with mercury. So I didn't pay it too much attention, but I had told my daughter months and months ago, I'm a bath person. I told her, I said, you know, the strangest thing is happening when I take my bath. Say, I come and watch TV, and then it seems like my body would have tremors, like that stage before convulsions.
Yeah.
So anyway, I didn't pay it too much attention. Then, so of course, I took the bath. And I took the bath, and when I felt like that, I said, that's right, the water is poisoned. And I'm wondering why I'm feeling like that. So then I began to realize, even just to wash the dishes and things, if I stuck my hands in the water, I would get nauseous on the stomach. So I think, I was thinking maybe just here, but the man that just spoke, I guess the water must be poisoned all over. This water here might be worse than Michigan's water.
Can
so
I be
what
heard?
I've been doing. Excuse me.
Can I be heard?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
There is a website. It's called ewg.org/tapwater. It's a nationwide database. You can type in your zip code at that website, and it'll tell you everything that's in your water. It'll give you a full report.
Okay, that was ewg.org?
ewg.org/tapwater.
Oh, /tap. Okay.
Yeah,
so
I just pulled it up.
Sister Antoinette, I'll send you.
Up.
Okay, cool. I was going to say I'll send you a text message, but you put your zip code in the website, and it'll tell you everything that's in your water, and that's exactly what's going on. And there are things you can do to clean up your water and make it so you can take a bath with all the toxins in there. So keep doing a little research.
Do, What do you do? Put a filter on? Because what I did was I brought a smaller tub, put it inside my tub, and I've been taking a water, a bath in the spring water.
Very nice. Very nice.
So,
yeah,
so
that's,
you
can filter it. There's
okay.
filters you can get relatively inexpensive, but, you know, you're going to have to spend a little coin. And if you're not too handy, hire a handyman to put the system in and start harvesting rainwater. You know, and then you can take a bath with that as well. You don't have to. Rainwater doesn't is not as hard on the filters as the water coming from the tap. So you start collecting rainwater if you can. There's programs out there that will actually give you a grant for rain harvesting systems. The counties usually have those. Usually, sometimes they don't.
Really.
Yeah,
because I brought that white tub to get to try to get my water. I got the tub ready, that big white tub that you that the rainwater goes in. But I'm not too familiar with what else to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Set it up outside by a gutter and make sure it's covered so it doesn't get a lot of sunlight in there. The sunlight will promote algae growth. There are certain things you can put in the water that are not harmful. You just have to do a little bit of research. I'll share some things with Sister Antoinette if you continue to communicate with her, and we can bridge a
Thank
gap
you
of communication.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
And I can help you do some research on some things that may or may not work. So,
okay.
More,
Thank you.
More than
so
willing
much.
To volunteer. Yeah, more than willing to volunteer my
I
time for research.
I'm sorry. I just put mine in, and I put in my zip code. And I got back a report already.
Was your report good?
I don't know. I haven't taken the time to read it yet.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it did come back already. So that was really quick.
Because I had noticed
know,
the text. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, you go. Go ahead, Antoinette. I'll wait.
I was just going to say I had it sent to my email. It asked for email address.
You don't have to give an email address.
Okay, well, I mean, that's how I got my report back. That's how I got the report.
Okay. Yeah, either way, but you, as long as you got one, you should be good to go. But if you scroll down, the page will scroll down, and it'll tell you the details of what's in your water. You'll get like a number.
Oh, okay.
Like where I am, it says I have 8 exceeds EWG health guidelines. I scroll down. So I've got arsenic 128 times over the normal, over the safe level. Chromium 22 times over that. Halocetic acids. 4 times over that. Nitrate, 6 times over that. Nitrate and a different type of nitrate, 6 times over that. Radium, 5 times. Total trihalomethanes, 15 times over that. And uranium, 2 times over the normal. Uranium, oh, shoot.
Oh,
God. Yeah. So you scroll down a little bit more, and it tells you the contaminants, and it'll give you a list of the different technologies that are out there that'll help clean this up, like active carbon filters or reverse osmosis, or an ion exchange is needed in some cases to get rid of the contaminants. So, you know, all those things you can buy over the counter, too, for relatively inexpensive, and in some cases you have to move to a different location or get a water source.
Oh, wow. Now, I remember, and Brother Eddie Kraft, you can help me with this. We had a show, and forgive me, caller, whoever it was who said it, forgive me, but I remember the message that you speak over your water, and your water has, you know, like life to it. So if you speak well over the water, then, you know, those chemicals and everything, forgive me if I'm wrong. Brother Eddie, can you help me with that?
No, yeah, it's a motto or a doctor. But anyway, yes, water is living. And if we can change the molecules of the water through vibration, just by the arm.
Yep.
Or, as Brother Wes always says, what I do, I have a magnet. Once I put it in a glass container and put my different lemons and peroxide, baking soda, I put the 528 hertz frequency for 15 minutes and let that help repair the water molecules before I digest it and it gets into my DNA and my system. So again, as the brother reiterated, we have to investigate, find different pieces of everybody's puzzle that they're sharing, investigate it, see if it works, because we are the scientists. We're not the guinea pigs. That's what they are doing, all of these so-called practicing physicians practicing on us. But we are getting back to that natural, holistic state of nature itself. So just by trial and error, the memories kick in of the ancestors, and we then see the things that work because we've been taken off of that square too. But yes, investigation. Investigate.
And Brother Eddie, that with the peroxide, I think that might have been what saved me, because I put stones and crystals, but I always put the peroxide, and I put peppermint in my bath. And then I noticed a couple of times when I didn't put that peroxide in there is when the tremors came on the worst. So that peroxide does really help.
So these are the things that I was talking about with constantly being programmed with those words like COVID-19, Delta and Omicron, coronavirus instead of the cold and flu. Because, again, those traditions, the grandmama put that castor oil down your throat every day, that teaspoon, you know, remedies, home remedies like this have been lost because technology is blocking that connection that we're supposed to be having with our children, with our peers, with ourselves. Come back to mother, to nature, as intended. Because I love when Brother Kwame uses, they put us in these urban areas. And urban is no more than you are banned. But I put the words instead of those you are letters, you being 10, R being 11, and ban being 4. Added up is 25, which is that 7. 25 is nature. So, yes, looking at, again, the names change, but the numbers remain the same. Biblically, the name changes. God goes by many names, family. The many is the change. They just change the name. But now, seeing the number, we can see how to connect the dots and fill in the gaps from all of the lies because they're being revealed. Go ahead, family. Does somebody else have something to add?
No one has their hand up. If y'all have a question or a comment, if you press the number 1, I will be happy to open your lines. Okay. Someone just did. Okay, just a moment. Area code 618.
Hey, how y'all doing? Sister Antoinette and Brother Eddie. This is Brother D from St. Louis.
Greetings, Brother D from St. Louis. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Brother. I love hearing and talking to all y'all. Y'all part of my family. So just to let y'all know, I've been thinking about y'all just, you know, every day. So just to let y'all know, Brother Ware, people love you up here in St. Louis. Because I've been loving you the show.
Man.
Yeah, they love you when I put you on. they say, man, what one brother, what's his name, Brother West? Yeah, they love hearing you because you got a lot of love around here. So just know that.
I appreciate it, bro. Hey, I ain't got no ego, but I appreciate it, man, that I'm doing my job, what I'm out here to do,
yeah,
man. I appreciate
it. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is, Rick. What they call you, the general. Shit, you got to listen to the general. what Brother Ray call you, the general, right?
Yeah, that's
Brother
what
Ray
he called
you. He gave you that
yes,
title, the general. So that's what
yep,
that. Yeah,
yeah,
but I had one. I had wanted to comment on, I need some insight. Because somebody had brought this question to me, Brother Eddie, and concerning numbers and like what do the existence like you put the word to the number, but what do the number, whether do the existence of the even the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 even appear in history? Like, where do they even come from?
Again, we didn't come up with the number system. And we definitely didn't come up with English. But, again, metaphysics and using numerology is showing you how to connect what they've hidden. Again, say, for instance, all of these holidays. When we understand that the basic numbers in this scheme, 1 through 9, when we see that 11 or 2, that 13 being 4, and that 14 being 5. Well, metaphysics, 13, 14, those numbers, when we look at it, it's the first four numbers of pi, 3.41. This is the pi that they have us in, because throughout
mm-hmm.
history, when we understand these numbers, again, that circle is 5. This is why I'm always talking about 5. Put 5 on it. Because that's what this criminal being 23 or 5, has done. And they try to make us the criminal by making us go to court. Court is 23, another 5.
I'm feeling you on that, but, like, to even come up with the 1, like, where did that come from? Like, you got the O-N-E, then you got the number, 1. Like, even, you know, you got 2. Like, I don't, like, who came up with that concept to even start to even count? Yeah, I know you can touch this one thing and, like, you can, you know, I guess that's probably how they came up with it, but I don't know. You know, I'm trying to grasp that to help me understand, you know, the overall picture of, you know, just the concept of it, because I'm you know, they say, which came first, the chicken or the egg? It kind of applies to me when I look at the numbers like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, where did that come from? You know, just like they say, the first, when they tapped on the ground, that was a straight line. That means flat, means the ground. That was like in the Twa people. Like, they was like the certain, what you call it, you know, like the, what's the hieroglyphs and, you know, stuff like that, like
mm-hmm.
all of that was first before the actual number, right?
Again,
some glyphs or whatever. I'm trying. I'm just trying to understand some things, brother. That's all.
Those are great questions. Again, as far as the numbers, like I said, I don't know who came up with it, who invented it.
Okay.
As far as the numbers, again, I use what we got to get what we want. Because, again,
yeah,
numbers, however it was created, we have to find use and use it. And use
mm-hmm.
it against those who have used it against us.
Okay.
So,
and then, you know, like they say, they got zeros and ones. That's like
mm-hmm.
zeros. And so, I'm just trying to – you give me a good answer, but I'm just still trying to – grasp
well,
that,
it's a,
you
again,
know.
The way you were going when you said it at first, you got 1 and you got O-N-E. Well, see, that's the key. You got a number that they give you, but then you got the word that gives you that number.
And them the secret keys. That's a part of the keys that we talking about. That's something else that we, you know, have to. It might be out of space. It might be some alien shit. Excuse my language, Sister Anthony, but who knows? But I understand what you're saying. I feel you.
Yeah. Because the five that you just said, when I say it's all connected, all is five. Get five on it. It's all five. Alien is five. Yeah, it's all part. Alien is part of the all. We have to find the patterns, regardless if it's numbers, music, signs, the birds, whatever it is that you see, that you see every day. It's something that is giving you information every day, my brother, some type of pattern in nature, in you, that you're connected with, that we're missing, we're not recognizing. I've just been given numbers and the way to recognize it, to see it a different way. And the way I see it is not concrete, because, again, I give it the way I see it, and I give it openly, so that when we are able to understand, we see it our way. That's the key. Mm-hmm. It's not seeing it this way and what I give is the only way. It's a way to make you think outside the damn box. Because box is seven, damn it. They got us in the box, the seven. And we coming out, when we say think outside the box, well, the picture is the box. Picture is seven. And what do they say? You can't see the picture if you're in the damn box or the frame.
Yeah.
And we stand inside the frame, the picture, the box, and we ain't outside it for real to look at it. Take that real look. Because everything that we use, being it words, is what they've given us. It's a program. And we got to find a way out. And I've been given it by the numbers. Because even understanding the numbers, for me, I've laid it out. To get out of anything that they put you in, find the damn number. Because the number is the way out.
Yeah, I heard that too. I've heard that before.
Because look at it this way. When you understand and see the number that can get you out of anything you put in, well, in comes to the number six, out comes to six. Find the number that puts you in, you can find the same number to get you out. It's called a program. Program is six. The program is six, damn it.
And I guess when they use the codes, that's where codes come in that apply.
That's
why
I'm giving by number, code is the key, because code is five. That's why I say put five on it. Code is five, 14.
I'm conscious and unconscious at the same time. I'm happy.
Hey, Brother D.
Yes, Brother
D, check out this song. Check out this song by Roy Ayers, The Third Eye. I'm going to send it after
that. I love that song. I'm listening to it. Yeah.
Brother Eddie, may I say something about how the numbers may have came about? I could imagine. Thank you. I could imagine back in Africa, who was the richest one? I think it was King Medusa or something. The African man had so much gold he used to give it away. I could imagine him, perhaps his grandparents or great-grandparents, had five bars of gold, and they probably sat there, and they had to count to keep it in order. So what they may have did was, okay, they put a one on that bar, the first bar, and they went on up to five some way or another. I think, what was that thing they even measured the sun by? It was just a stick and a string, but it seemed like everything branched off from one, because even the onk, the letter A, is one slash and another slash. It seemed like everything branched off from the one. Even then, when they came to two, the two came in circle, and not a complete circle. Then it has the line on it. Now, three don't have it, but then four or five, most of them have that one in there somewhere. So I'm not saying this is what happened. I would really love to know myself, but I could imagine they had to count their gold. They had to count for what was there, and that's probably how the numbers came about. And I know maybe you all are laughing, but this is how, as you started, Brother Eddie, in the very beginning, you said, we created these things. We weren't the, I forgot what you called it or something, but this is how things come about, and that's how they did come about. We all come together, my fairy, your fairy, and then we put it together and we get a fact from it. I know there's a fact, a better fact for the way the numbers came about, and we will find out. But I'm just saying, could that be what the way it did?
Anything is a possibility. This is why, again, there's no limitations to one's thinking. That's good that to bring all of that to the table. It's something I heard, never doing any research on it. But again, when I was brought up listening to my grandparents, you know, when they talked about the ancient times and the way they communicated with numbers without calling them numbers. When they communicated, they gave sounds and grunts.
Vibration.
And it was a number scheme along with the grunts and the different tones that they gave that they were counting back then. So, again, there's all type of things, but it, as you said, we created it. We just have to remember as we communicate because it all starts from us at the root. And for us, we have to catch it at the root of all conversations because that's where they get our children. When they catch them and they root this nonsense in their brains and we don't do anything because, again, programming back in the day was called censorship. Today, that's out the window, and even the parents don't censor their children.
No.
You know, I hate to go over somebody's house and see. Go ahead, Brother Wes.
No, I was just saying, she was talking about that king with Master Musa that had all that gold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to bring in a special caller, y'all.
Okay.
This one's
great.
Very special to me. 786. Erico 786.
Brother Ray.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Okay.
Yes, good evening. It's a great, great conversation tonight, y'all. And I really, truly appreciate it that our future's in good hands. Y'all got it going on. I love it. Just want to add one thing, a couple of things, but one that I want to add is the communication piece, which is the drum. You know, that drum is the communication piece that brings it all together because they all use the drum and they use that drum to communicate with one another and they use the drum to communicate with the creator, knowing that the buck stops with the creator and that we call on the creator to intervene on what's going on with us because we are his. We are created in the image of the creator. We are the first man. You know, we have a responsibility not to cooperate with these people and cooperate with our own demise. So I appreciate what you guys are doing and wake up to people. Wake them up by any means necessary and defend yourself by any means necessary. So I just wanted to add that in to the conversation.
Well, thank you, Brother Ray. Tell us how you're doing because I announced to everyone that you were ill and that you have bruised ribs. So, you know, Brother Eddie was lifting up, you know, good thoughts and everything for you and for the drum call. So tell us how you're doing, please.
Well, I'm doing better than I was. Each day gets better. But, you know, my motto is they knock me down, but they cannot knock me out. And I'm standing tall. I'm taking it one day at a time. I did have a bruised rib and a concussion from a fall. That was a trip and fall. I responded. I do have a case here, and I'm going to follow all the way. But like I said, every time I get close, something happens. I've been fighting all my life. It seems like every time we get close to doing something good, something positive, something happens. So it's just another roadblock, another stumbling stone. We're going to step on it and keep going, y'all. Don't sweat it. I'm going to be all right. And I appreciate everything that you're doing. Yes, sir.
Brother Ray. found out.
Yes, sir.
If when you do it, when you're doing something good for the Most High, then here come the devil. So if you ain't doing nothing, the devil ain't bother you. So you right on schedule, man. So I'm going through that too.
Yeah, well,
so
we're
doing
happen,
right
man.
On time, man.
Yeah.
Oh, he too.
He got it.
He too, man.
Yeah,
that's
Brother Way. Brother Way, did you hear the first part of the class?
I'm sorry, I didn't. I just
no problem,
got on.
No problem. I wanted to reiterate, you know, what you just said dealing with the drums, because you just brought it clarity on what I was basically saying, that the universal plan is to bring order out of chaos.
Yes.
And when you got that call to do what you're doing, even though you're constantly trying to organize, you were already on point because, again, as I mentioned by number, universal plan, universal is 9, organize is 9, plan is 7, drum is 7. Your drum that you call was part of the universal plan.
Yes.
That was the organized that you are constantly talking about that you were already doing with the drum. So, my brother, yes, you're already doing exactly that. This is why, as Brother Wes said, things happen trying to knock you down, but they can't knock you out. They can't take you out.
Yes.
So,
no, they can't.
Yeah. Yes. So appreciate you and love you, my brother.
Yeah, I appreciate all of you guys, and I love what you all are doing because it's so important that we spread this word and bring our people together. Everybody has a part to play. Everybody has a part to play your part and make this thing come together. And for those of you who don't know, we started this thing a year ago, February, and it has now gone around the world. They're drumming on the continent. They're drumming down in the Antarctic. The Aborigines, they're drumming in Central and South America, those people who get the word, and it's a word of mouth. We did this with the telephone and the computer, people that's passing the word on because they feel they're lost, they feel that there's no hope. But there is hope in the drum, and there's hope in unity. So that's what's taking place, and we're just asking people to continue to do it and to pass on the word. And those who have ears to hear, they will hear, and they will do it. And it's just, you know,
yes.
It's automatic thing. Every Sunday, 3 o'clock, synchronized time around the world, people are drumming, and it's working very well. You'll see the change come as
Eastern
it comes.
Time.
Yeah. Yes.
Eastern time. Okay, well, we love you, Brother Ray. And I'm going to bring in this next call. Area code 804.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Greetings, family. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Good man, Brother West, invited me. I just listened to I need to get the name of that website about the water again, though.
Oh, okay. I have it up. So wait a minute. It is ewg.org/tapwater.
Amen.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to say this show, a lot of things have been talked about. I see Wes is bringing his point. He right, daggone, a lot of this stuff can stop. Pores in the water. We've been watching a lot of sides and tricks and trades last couple of weeks. Still holding on and going through it. So, hey, look.
Yeah.
Every time I look at it, I just say it's a clown show going on. So, when you find a clown, you spot a clown, you expose a clown. That's all I see is a clown show going on every day of the week.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my man, Bernard. Yeah, he's another soldier. Bernard, Brother Ray, he's a soldier, man. He got plenty of info.
Yeah, I was looking at some information just now before Russell called me and said, hey, look, I mean, send me the text. But, you know, hey, just keep it going. Because everything that they said weren't true a couple of years ago coming true, And, hey, more truth come every day. So it just makes me laugh every time I see it.
But Eddie, you was right about Will Smith with that fake slap, because I seen it when he showed a little boy how to do that. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Now T.I. done jumped on stage over somebody talking about him getting a case or something. Then you had the woman, a radio show host, she got kicked out of her radio show because she says about Kamala Harris, what can Brown do for you? Apparently nothing. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So the Will Smith thing is really was really trying to make the end of comedy where you ain't gonna be able to say nothing. So it's kind of like a sign right there. So you shut your mouth and don't make no jokes about people we don't like. Matter of fact, Barack Obama was in Chicago today. He was talking about internet disinformation and stuff and trying to do something about it.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Watch him, because he's the reason
ahead,
that a lot of this stuff is Pandora's box with all this is open. So him now to try to defend what he allowed, you know, come on. He's one of those individuals that they put in front of us. So take it for what it's worth when you hear anything comes out this so-called person's mouth. And I'm trying to be nice and not
now, you
talk
call
negative
like it is.
About the individual.
You can call it like it is.
I don't want to call him the homosexual that he is, you know. So I leave it there.
Well, that's what he is.
You know, when you got one, you can use him. You know, and I think that's called a bitch. Excuse my language, but another word. And let's not get that five twisted, because bitch comes to five, and this is why that bitch is also a pussy. Pussy is also five. So I don't want to get people like, no. It's understanding that five that they use everywhere, because the original Bible was called the Helios Bilios, which comes to 50, that five. The Holy Bible that is called today comes to one. It's talking about you. That's why you come to one. Self comes to one. Even understanding this Bible by number, the first chapter is called Genesis 35, and the last chapter is called Revelations, which is 38. Added up is 73. Damn it, one. Just like the Bible is one. Come on, family. It's here. I'm just giving my part so we see a little bit clearer. It's all hidden right in our face behind the numbers of the word. Go ahead, family.
Yes, it is. I'm
going to
bring in the next caller. Area code 480.
Greetings, family. How's everybody? This is DeVita.
Greetings, my
hello,
sister DeVita.
How are you? I'm doing fine. I did get on a little late today, so I've probably been on about 50 minutes, so I didn't catch the beginning. But I was just curious to know if you guys had any intel regarding the V-Acts. But I wanted to share, you know, some information that I had come across concerning that.
Well, I'm not even aware of the V Act, so hey, I'm open to whatever you got to give, my sister.
It's not an act, but I'm trying to, you know, be discreet in using the words, right? So, V and then X, A X, X.
Okay.
Do you get me? Okay. So anyway, I'm just curious as to know if anyone has noticed an abundance of HIV commercials that have been airing.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, again, like I said, I chimed in late, so I'm not sure if you guys covered it. But when I seen, you know, I've been seeing them, or I shouldn't say I've been hearing them because I've been at my parents' home and they have the TV go on 24/7. But when I heard them, I immediately connected that it was, you know, heavily, you know, related or in connection with the V Acts, right? And this was last year, maybe November, you know, that I made that connection. Well, I'm back at my parents' house, this month, and I came across two different intels that confirmed, you know, the connection that was made. So the first one, there was a young lady who shared that she went to the doctor's office, and the doctor wanted to run her blood, you know, wanted to do her blood. And the doctor also said, oh, you know, we're also going to check you for HIV. And so the patient asked, well, why are you going to check for HIV? She said, you know, I've had the same sex partner for the last 35 years. And we've been faithful as far as I know. She said, plus, I haven't had the VX, right? Then the doctor told her, oh, well, if you haven't had the VX, then there's no need to test for HIV. So that's one story. And then the other story is that, I don't know if you guys are aware of Dr. Tenpenny.
Yeah.
No.
She just made an announcement. Well, let me just say there was a video released. I think it's a fairly new video, but even if it isn't, the announcement in the video, she said that anybody that has had the VX, that anyone 30 years and older, if they've had that, that before the end of this year, they will have full-blown AIDS.
Yeah.
So just information to kind of share with everyone.
I remember last year or the year before when they when Fauci was talking and he was saying that they were putting that in the HIV virus in the
cool.
in the vaccine that
uh-huh.
was they discovered that was in there. Do you remember that, Brother Eddie?
Yes, I do. And again, reiterating, that's why I've been told to shut up and get off. If we go back and listen to a lot of these shows, I was tired of saying it. The five. I got five on it. Well, the vax is five, family. Death is five.
Mm.
It's no coincidence that they're giving you death in the vax.
Yep.
See, we playing with it. No, I ain't playing no more. I've been given this since this pandemic, which is five, that they gave us. That's why I first started with the five called coronavirus five.
Yeah.
It's all connected. All is five.
Yes, it is.
You just have to start seeing the number behind the words to connect the dots in what we're all saying. Because I'm listening and hearing us say the same thing by the number. The names have changed to protect the so-called damn innocent. They gave us these names and changed
them
for their convenience.
Like your sister said, just imagine how many marriages you'll break up when one of the partners said he got HIV, man. There you go. That means what you had to be dipping your stick somewhere else and doing something, man. Ooh, you're just going to be out of the pain.
Hey, but here's the other part, too. She didn't get vaxxed. Did he get vaxxed?
Yeah.
And still having sex, you know. Can she contract it? You know, because he was vaxxed. He ain't messed with nobody, but he messed with the five.
Yeah.
That pandemic.
Wow.
Needed. So yeah. But great information, my sister. Love it. Love it.
Yes, thank you so much. Yes.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
I have a question.
I got a question about that too. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question for everybody. What can we do about it?
The best thing we can do is just right now for me, the best thing we can do is keep getting ourselves more informed so that we can pass it on.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah, without,
the word will be heard by those who are supposed to hear. Again, everybody ain't going to be saved. Everybody ain't going to hear. A lot of people don't want to hear. That's called ignorance. They're going to ignore what we're trying to give them anyway. But it's those who are hungry. Oh, man, and I've seen the youth are hungry for this. And we all know young people. Give it to them because those who have already made up their mind, those are the blind. If their mind ain't open, then you can't give to nothing that's closed. A closed mouth will never get fed. A closed mind will never receive the information. So we have to be selfish in this selfish world that we're in with all these damn selfies and be selfish with the information and choose those who are worthy, damn it, of us taking our time out to inform them because we're talking to a lot of people who ain't hearing what the hell we're saying. Those who are supposed to come. Just like if you build a damn school, they will come. I ain't been saying nothing on the radio. I've been getting my door, and I'm not in my place no more. Those who want to know will start coming to you. Just be ready for them, which means learn as much as we can. We still learning shit because they going to ask questions that we've never entertained. That's from a different generation.
Hey, unfortunately, Brother Ray, it look like we like Noah trying to warn these people that's been the flood to start raining. They don't want to hear it. And now, unfortunately, we got to stay away from around them, man, because that thing's shed. You get somebody around, that had that shot, that thing's shed, man, to the people that's unvaccinated. That's what they call gain of function, man. They put that in there specifically, where it's just like that movie, what's that movie with Denzel with the... They touched one person, touched each other, touched somebody, and they
the falling. That was called falling. Falling, baby. Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Time, baby. It's on our side.
Unfortunately,
that's
brother,
why
he's
so scared.
The reason I asked the question is because I believe that there is something that we can do, and we can do it now. And that once you get the information, for example, we know that the United States is a corporation. It's run by corporate America, corporations, and the corporations are about money. They own everything that we buy, and that's how they stay in power. And as you can see, as I've told you all before, I'm working with 198 countries who have decided that they're going to boycott the American dollar. They figure that's the only way, and probably is, to stop these corporate bastards in this country from ruling the world, which they are trying to do, this New World Order crap. So they're pulling their money.
Now, when Brother West, letting him just state, and I'm sorry, Brother Ray.
What I want to say is that if we stop spending our money with these people, if we don't buy anything they're selling,
it is.
You know, like I always say, Christmas is coming. Hold your money. Easter is coming. Hold your money. That's all a lie in the first place. And we need to stop spending our money with these people who are robbing us. And I pointed out, I don't know if I mentioned it the last time, but I checked my electric bill a couple of months ago, and I saw that there was a $20 additional fee on my bill. So I called the question, and they gave me all kind of crap, and then they took it off. But the fact was they are fleecing this country. They're fleecing the American people with this with the electric, with everything that they control, and they control all of the economic engines of this country. So who holds that? They keep telling us how much money we make in Black America, but they don't tell us how much money we spend with them in Black America. And until Black America wakes up and stops spending the money with these people who are oppressing us, then they will be in control. But they cannot stay in control without that money. So that's our weapon. That's one of our weapons, I should say. And like Eddie says, that our people are perishing for a lack of knowledge. They don't know about the water. So we have to tell them, and then we have to give them a way to deal with it. You know, so that's all my only point is, we have to give the people some answers and some solutions that we can do ourselves to deal with these issues. And I'm just saying, give those solutions that you come up with, and let these people know that we don't have to sit back and wait for them to tell us what to do. We have the answers.
Hey, Brother Ray, I don't know if you heard the dialogue between me and Brother Eddie, but when I found out, and you listen to Bishop, I sent it to you. This stuff coming to an end. A plague going to be, listen to the Bishop, a plague going to come on all the rich folk devils, okay? Well, our prayers didn't answer, man. Whether you believe it or not, the time is short now. Their time is up. They ain't going to have another 200 years to do this, man. It's 6,000 years is up, man. So all we can do is put the word out. Just listen to the Bishop, man. He broke it down exactly what's getting ready to happen for show. All right? So just be cool, relax, bro. I know you want to be Superman, and we all too. But, if we can just put the word out there and just chill and watch this stuff, but bottom London bitches falling down. Okay?
This stuff
comes to an end, bro. So just relax. We don't want you to fall out, bro. I'm trying to go out there, Superman. Just chill, relax.
Like
Baba Dick Gregory say, "Oh, man, get your popcorn and some drinks and whatever. Relax, get it out, chill, and relax, man. Okay, just be cool, because the universe, most of them told me, had the same thing, man. We did all we could, at least I did, and just put the word out there, chill, let it go. And it's rams in the bush, they time up, man. We finna come up, bro." All right, so all this stuff they stole from us is coming to us now, man. The book being fulfilled, my brother. So it's
yeah,
all
I agree.
Good. I leave it like that, man.
Quite agree with you, Wesley. And all I'm saying is that we must be organized when it does fall. We got to be able to catch it and take it for ourselves. We got to take back what they took from us, and we got to get organized to do that. That's all.
Yes, brother.
Right on.
Because there's wisdom now.
Definitely agree with you, Brother Ray, 100%. And again, I constantly echo that sentiment that I've been talking for some time with the simple word that King used that made all the difference, called boycott. See, because again, understanding, well, seeing the numbers, it helps us a little bit better, because we've been talking about that number two being part of the illusion all evening.
Right.
And that's what the money is. Money comes to two. That's why the song even says two and two, or I got my mind on my money. Mine is two and money and two, and my money on my mind. And this is where most people are, in the illusion of the money chasing that dollar bill, which is no more than a debt, as it said on the currency itself, private or public debt. This tender. See, so it's the illusion that we've been given that we're still chasing by somebody else's definition of money, instead of getting back to the money being connected to the daggone universe, family. We keep saying we're cosmic people. Cosmic is two. People are two. Well, what two are you dealing with? What illusion that you believe in? See, I constantly talk about nature and the air, the universe, and it talks to me. It talks to all of us, but we're not even receptive to recognize and to even hear the telepathy that we all have.
Yes, sir.
That's been replaced by what we on right now called the cell phone. It's the same damn number, too. Cell phone is two and telepathy is two. And now we use this cell phone because, again, as the brother stated, Why did they change it from mobile phone to cell phone? Because it's now introduced to your cell. This is a military weapon,
yep.
bro.
That's right.
At
yes,
the end
is.
Of the day. And they played with this so much, we've seen it from the 50s starting back in Star Trek. Well, we see it today.
Yep.
Science fiction today. I mean, yesterday is science fact today.
Yep.
But now that we're able to connect the dots in all different various ways, because my piece is only the numbers behind the word.
Yep.
And I'm getting everybody else's piece that I love, because, again, I'm still hearing numbers in the words that y'all give me. Y'all teaching me as we speak. I got my pencil and pad, because the words you use is not in my vocabulary. But they become a part of me, because we're all part of the whole. That's why whole is the one. You are the one, family. We're called the chosen one. We just have to know who we are. For me, putting the exclamation point on the number of chosen one being 31, which is God, spirit, truth, spiritual. Damn, we better than everybody else. And it's not because of the word. That's they shit. When we claim the number, when we claim the number, for me, that's part of our freedom. This is why they damn so-called, what, Constitution? And they claim that the 13th Amendment freed the black man. Well, it ain't the damn words, because we see the words still keeps you a slave, damn it. It's the number, family. That's why they took the family, calling it the first 13 damn colonies that became 13 states. The original 13 stars and stripes on the flag, USA, comes to 13, FB. I don't want to go through it because, again, knowing these numbers to me are key. This is why the earth, as they tell us, and we know by number, rotates around the sun at 67 damn thousand miles an hour. 6 plus 7 is 13. Spins on the axis at 1,000 and a third miles an hour. There's that 3 again. We're the third damn rock from the sun, the sun being 1. And we being the third, 4. That's why 4 is called D. We get vitamin D from 13 called the sun. Sun is 13, family. That's God, y'all. They just put a different,
yeah.
What? The names change. The number remains the same.
And you got 13 families.
We have another caller.
You got 13 families.
Okay.
Been OJ. The OJs say 16, but and their time is up. All the 13 families could finish for the ball, man. They stole $29 trillion from this us, man. $29 trillion, man. Anyway,
oh, that's the two.
Please.
Yeah, that's the two. We have a black caller. I'm going to bring them in.
Thank you, Angela.
Black
caller. The two on the 29.
Black caller. 1111, your line is open. Okay, whoever blocked their number, your line is open. Okay, well, I'll put you back on mute.
Well, anyway, Brother Rich, them 13 families coming down, bro. All right, as we speak.
Yeah, but maybe we could bring, maybe the 13 families could come down a little quicker. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, the greatest one is wisdom. Wisdom is action. It's moving. So like Brother Ray was saying, why don't we start actually teaching, don't spend? Because I'm going to tell you something. I've been doing that just for myself because people I talk to about it. Mm-hmm. And it seems like just with me doing it myself, I see so many things changing, even as far as these people paying my every step attention because they see I'm not spending. So that spending is the key, not just the key word. Let's give it a number, Brother Eddie. Even let's give it a 9, complete and perfect. That's the way, is to stop spending.
Right. I do that. But let me say something. Everything is right on time. You should make no wine before it's time. Everything is right on time.
I love that, brother. I love that, Brother Wes. And right quick, my sister, spending comes to 5. It's 32.
put that five on it. Every,
oh, wow.
Everything is actually important when we know it. Important is five. See, what we're talking about is important to us.
Yes.
It's the five. You bring the interest to the table. Interest is five. It's called your damn interpretation. Interpretation is five. And it's no coincidence that interpretation has 14 damn letters. Five. That's your thought. Thank you, Sister Antoinette. Where do you get your thought from? Five. Put five on it, family, because they be. And they kicking our ass with our stuff because that 13 derived from us. We called her Isis, which is four. Wisdom is four. That's part of the metaphysics. To have wisdom is to truly understand the story. Story is four. We keep repeating the story, and we ain't got the wisdom behind it. For me, the numbers show us the wisdom behind all the shit that they done stole, everything. That's why
what
it's
about
a connection.
Brain?
What
brain
about what?
Brain.
Brain?
Mm-hmm.
Brain is 14. That's the five, baby. That's what we ain't using. It's been replaced by the five called computer. Computer is 32. This is the five.
Ooh,
it's the artificial to the real. Artificial is four and real is four. We're using an artificial means of our real brain called the damn computer. And the computer is no more than the addiction that our children and youth are addicted to. And a lot of us are too, sad to say.
I guess they took the brain cells and switched it to the computer cells, huh?
That's it. That's why cell is the connection of everything. That's why the phone was changed from mobile phone to cell phone. Cell is three. Connection is three.
Yeah.
It's a connection to your cell, coming directly to your cell.
We don't
We
don't even remember the numbers anymore with our brain cells. Now we have the cell phones. We have all the numbers we need on the cell phone. Wow.
That's it.
Yeah, and why
this
you say they
used
they
to say
with this your cranium. They go into your cranium. Everybody, your cranium. That's your brain with your cranium. How they tricking everybody?
Yeah.
See,
we've
heard the term food for thought, and we hear it, and we let a lot of cliches or terms just fly past us. But for me, I put the number into everything. That's the true connection. By the number everything comes to three. Three is connection, 30. Three is I. Do you see what I see? Don't get it twisted. The I is the E-Y-E, all seen, third eye, baby. That's the I. That's the connection I'm talking about. That's what they're using the three called waves right now from the 5G. 5G is three. And that three is the waves that are being used from the 5G coming directly from the three called the cell and the phone.
Right. Woof.
That's right. It's all connected, fam. Yes, Sister Antoinette.
Brother Eddie, do you want to go over? We have 10 minutes left. That's what I'm asking you.
And we'll do it like this. Since as long as the family's engaged, we're going to stay on as long as they leave us on. Once everybody is ready to turn it in, we're going to shut it off too. We flow on with the family.
Okay.
This is the only time that matters to me. It's our time.
Okay, well, for everyone that's listening through the internet, you have to call in now so that you'll be able to continue to hear the show. If you have a question or a comment, the number to call in is area code 515-605-9343. Again, that number is 515-605-9343. And press the number 1 if you have a question or a comment. But other than that, you'll still be able to hear the show if you called in. Okay, thank you. Okay, forgive me, gentlemen and ladies.
No problem at all. But, you know, once I started seeing this connection, even with this is for me one of the reasons that we're getting farther disconnected from not only our memories but what we can remember. We don't even remember things short term. Our short term memories are being lost, and a lot of that is due to the foods that we eat that was mentioned earlier. But what I was getting ready to say was we've heard of the term food for thought, and we don't really give it any thought other than what we see by the words it means. But again, once I see the number, it's all connected. Wow. Because all is five. Again, and when we see the word food, 14 is five. Thought is 41, five. For those who are in science, and know, or even it's the metaphysics today, we understand that the five call the rays of the sun. The rays of the sun hits the food in our frontal lobe. It's called your pituitary. Pituitary is 41 to 5. That grabs the serotonin that makes it into the melanin. Once it hits, the five call your pituitary gland is the five. That's the exactly food for thought. Going directly to your pituitary, to your pineal gland. Pineal gland is five, pituitary is five. That's the food for thought, hidden straight from the rays of the sun. Never being told that by the number, some might explain it, but putting that fact that that sun, that's 13 being four, is giving us the vitamin D, which is four, the fourth letter, four, straight to our what? Pituitary. That's the food that awakens us. This is why we've been going through here in the Midwest and other places with these dreary, cloudy, gloomy-ass days, specifically. And if it's not, you getting bombarded with chemtrails to change the atmosphere, baby. We've even called it terraforming. That's another story. Let me stop. But I'll stop there, family. Anybody can add in and chime in when you want to.
Okay, we have another caller. Area code 706.
Brother Kwame.
Yes,
Kwame.
Sir.
What up, son? Son,
what?
Hello,
what's
Brother
up, Kwame? Brother
Kwame?
I've been trying to get people off my phone. Good evening, Sister Antoinette. Good evening, Brother Eddie and Brother West. And I was just talking with Brother Ray, you know. And I've just been, you know, dealing with what needs to be done because, you know, you always hear me talk about the Overground Railroad. And like you were saying, Brother Eddie, you know, the terrorist trails, because it's been thunderstorming here in Georgia. I mean, we've been had torrential down. I don't know what it's doing up there where you at, Brother West, but we've been
right here,
down
man.
Here. Man.
Thunder lightning right here, man.
Yeah, it's thundering and lightning. It's off for a distance. It's just lighting up the sky, but I'm glad it's a ways away. But we was rumbling here because I was like, okay, is that an earthquake or is that thunder?
Yeah.
But it's good because it means that it to me, the rain and the electrical, it's a charge. It's recharging the planet. In the environment, in the area that you in, and it's washing away all of the pollen, which we in Georgia, we got all these pine trees, and it's washing all that stuff away. So it's good, but the other thing is that that's new memory and consciousness that's coming down into the area that we live in. So all of this rain is saturating the earth with the new memory and consciousness of this waters that are coming. And these waters of life that we've got to begin to overstand. We're in a great shift. We got five planets right now in alignment up there. And what we have is what they call a planetary parade. And these planets are now all sending energy down with the moon and the sun together. And they just had, I sent it to you, Brother West, I think, about the coronal mass ejections, but they had 17 came off last week. 17 coronal mass ejections. Yeah, 17 coronal mass ejections came off the sun. And that means that we're getting that consciousness and that energy coming from the sun to help combat plague that they're trying to perpetuate on the humans here. It's not going to work because, you know, divine intelligence is always powerful, more powerful than the artificial intelligence. And what we've got to do, and me and Brother Eddie was talking the other day, and I had to share some things with him on the numbers because he's the one that can break the words down to the numbers, and everything was in alignment. That was powerful. It was just a confirmation of where we have the persons who know how to define what we're going through. And I'm most grateful to Sister Antoinette for keeping the lines of communication and recording our story, because these archives are now historical. If we can get back, if those can get back in it, because we are going to have to leave some blueprints for these young ones to come in to follow, and hopefully they listen and follow what we're leaving them.
Yes, well, that's the reason why it's important to download these shows, not just this show, but any show that you find of importance, of that you download them, because, you know, unfortunately, we don't know how long we're going to have the internet.
No, and so, this is what was even, and I don't know, I know Tutmos would, and Brother West might know, but they're getting ready to come out with the World Wide Web 3.
Oh, really?
Yep, they're getting ready to start because this is overloaded. This is why they talk about the megaverse and that. This is overloaded. They can't put no more out there on this web band. They've got to create a new band.
Band full.
Right.
Band with field. Full. You're right.
And that's why they're coming out with a worldwide web 3. And this is what they're looking at because they are compiling so much information on everybody on the planet. And what they're doing is this is their new form of what they're doing in China and a lot of the other European countries, is that they're creating what they want to put on is this behavioral social credit. And that they got all your information, because everything now is computerized except walking on the earth.
Yeah, these devils want to get you on that social credit where they can count how many calories you got and what you eat and tell you don't have no hamburgers for the day. Your count closed. You can't have no more hamburgers. What the hell is that, man? They tie them up, man. It's making me mad and mad. I'm like that sister that they say, this stuff coming down, man. Okay, they going too dang on far. So that's why one thing, everybody know they mission, and I'm trying to stay in my lane because in my lane there's less traffic.
You know, any time that they did two things in breaking up privacy, when they turn around and they got rid of the beds and they got these beds that say it knows your sleep rhythm, that right there is too computerized, because if a computer is your mattress, they got a connection to that computer to know what's going on, and they probably got it to where they got mics in it to where they can know what you're doing.
Hear it too. Yeah.
Right. And the other thing is that they got these toilets now that are computerized.
Bro, they got toilets. You go to they'll take your damn DNA when you brush.
Yeah, but
okay,
but
thunder going on. I'm gonna mute myself, man. I got thunderstorm and it's shaking the whole house. Let me be quiet.
Oh no.
Yeah, but what? Yeah, it's happening because they just left up. They just passed here, going up to Atlanta, because I'm south of Atlanta. But the thing that got me is they did this and saying that they can come into your community, stick a cup down in there and pull your sewage up, and they can tell how many people are on prescription medicine, how many people are drinking, how many, what you've been eating from your feces.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
How many prescription drugs is in that community, and how many folks is on alcohol, or how many folks is on drugs? Your sewer to know what you're doing in your house.
And they got remote neural monitor. You don't want them to knock on you with that remote neural monitor, man. I'm just telling y'all. You can look it up. Remote neuron monitoring.
What is that, brother? What is that, Brother West?
Well, they can lock in on what you say, what you do, what you think. Yeah, you don't want them to lock on you with that, man. I got the blueprint for that,
dog.
You don't want that, man. I'm telling you.
Or is that not Jeff Bezos? What's the one that got the designed electric cars? Elon Musk is the one that got that. He's trying to get this brain chip that they doing, because they've already got with EEGs when they started copying our brain patterns and then giving you MRIs. That's when they go on inside your head, because they can locate through magnetics. And this is what MRI is. All it is magnetic reading of the energy that's traveling through your brain neurons and circuitry. And they're reading that in order to know how you react to certain things. And this is why they're able to turn your phone to certain frequencies that deals with you in your mind and subliminally putting stuff into your own thoughts while you're sleeping. That's why I don't keep no phones or nothing electronic in my bedroom.
Bro, I had all kinds of stuff. Y'all messing with me in my sleep, asking me some theory of genetics and all this stuff, man. And I was asking the question. See, I try to block myself when I answer the question, because they just picking our brains, man. Every time I go to sleep, man, I wake up, they don't ask me some questions, bro. This ain't no joke, man.
Yeah, but the party got me. Well, Wes, what did you tell us that time when you said the power went out? And you said that's some of the best sleep I had when all electricity was turned off.
Yes, sir. I might pop my
because
main
all of
night,
that. All of that electronics is no longer interfering with our circadian rhythm. I've now taken, and I don't even keep on porch lights. I got these solar lights that I keep in my yard, so I don't have to keep on the porch light. But I turn off all the lights and sleep in darkness, and that is the best sleep I've been getting, because I always hit my surge protector to turn off the Wi-Fi. And I just hit the surge protector when I get up and turn it back on. But that's the way you have to turn that frequency down, because if you don't, it's going to invade you, and that's how they're invading us.
So, Kwame, I have a question for you. So to block those frequencies, particularly from the satellites and from the chemtrails and the other electronic system they're using, does not the drum, the sound of the drum, the beat of the heart block that? And if we get it going internationally at the same time, will that not affect the that frequency that they're putting out?
Yeah, that will cause interference in that frequency, just like, you know, we used to get interference in the rabbit ears, and you had to put aluminum foil or something on it to get the signal to come in straight, or you turn the dial so that tuning can tune up that crystal. When we start drumming, we put a beat, and especially if we can get in nature and get places by the ocean, and places where we can beat that frequency of 432-528. It's according on the size of the drums that you use, because each skin gives a different tone and creates a certain frequency that, you know, it's like when you hear people in a drum circle, you have a brother playing the djembe, you have brothers playing conga, and then you have a brother playing bongos. You've got all of those different frequencies, but they harmonize together to make that person that's standing out there begin to dance and trance. And that's what you're talking about.
Just what I do, man. I get some earbuds, and I lock it in 528 or high frequency on my phone and listen to that while I'm sleeping, and that blocks a lot of that out, man. Listen
right.
to 528, that sound while you're sleeping with you some earplugs, and that'll block it out, man. You gotta fight sound with sound, man.
Yeah, but the other thing that we've got to do, and what's even better, is that when you turn off all of your electronics in the house by turning them off with, you know, just turn them off from electronically. Put it on airplane mode. I tell people put it on
yeah.
airplane mode, and that way is no transmission or reception can come into it. And then when you turn that off, especially your Wi-Fi, you turn
yeah,
that
Wi-Fi
off and then darken. Sleep in a totally dark room, because that releases your brain automatically knows when you're in the dark, release the melatonin and release the frequency. That connects you back to the outside spiritual world.
Yeah, and plus I know when I'm in a dark room, I can see better in the dark. When all dark, like my eyesight get better at night, man. Dark. It's
right, because
dark.
Your retinas open up. Your retinas open up and receptivity, because even when you're in the dark, in the darkest of dark, if you just stay focused, your eyes will adjust to that darkness where you see shadows and things that you know where objects are at. I can walk through my house just like a blind man and know where everything is at.
Yeah, but don't get a woman that likes to rearrange furniture. I had one like that.
You wind up killing yourself.
Yeah, but
okay, yeah, I'm bringing in another caller. I'm sorry, brother.
Okay. Now I was just saying I had talked about that some time ago on one of the classes where I told the family that, you know, what I do dealing with the darkness, once a week when I was in my old place, I would turn all the power off, and I learned everything in my house, like Kwame said, a blind man. And as
yeah.
Brother West reiterated, I was by myself. If you got a woman or somebody else, you better watch it, because that furniture will be rearranged. It will be changed. Something will be on the floor that you didn't put anyway. Yeah, it's a good thing to do that, and to also prepare yourself for anything possibility that we've been talking about, because we manifested. We've been talking about a blackout that these people going to try somewhere down the line, even if it's a power outage with the technology, which I wouldn't mind at all. But again,
it's going to be 3 days of darkness and 3 days of light, man. 3 days of darkness for 3 days and
so,
3 nights. Number of darkness.
So again, in the beginning, when I said it's all connected, it is. It's that drug addiction that we have to watch out for our children and the youth. Remember, the
yeah.
numbers change. I mean, the names change, but the numbers remain the same. Same numbers. And again, turning off these apparatus, because again, all connected, that drug connection or that drug addiction to our children and youth is by design using the internet. Because what is the internet's purpose? It's a computer data base. Computer data comes to the same thing as metaphysics, all connected. Our youth and children, that damn drug addiction is right there.
Right, because
with the computer data base that's being gathered on everything since its conception. Go
right.
ahead, Brother Kwame.
Because what it does is like it said, you know, with young children, in European countries, you're not to give a child a phone until they're 16. The thing that happens is that this releases the dopamine in a child's brain before they even know what to do with it. Because between the, what is the old saying that the woman says, give me a child, give me a boy by 7 and I'll show you the man. Because by the age of 7, you can program a child and know what it's going to be about by just programming it by 7, because you're doing what to it? Before it's reasoning, see, it comes from different states. It comes from theta, beta, alpha, and each one of those stages is developed as that child reaches towards becoming 7 years old.
Yeah, let me tell y'all something, how to beat AI. When you're talking on the phone, somebody trying to use words that have different meanings, that have the same sound, homonyms, just use homonyms. You tell AI words that have different meanings with the same word, you tell the AI out, and they won't know what you're talking about, man. That's how you trick AI, man.
Right, but what you got to understand.
We have another caller.
Okay, go ahead.
We have another caller. I'm going to bring them in. Area code 336. I believe this is Sister Paris. But forgive me if I'm wrong.
Mama AZ. AZ. OZ.
It's so good to hear your voice, Sister Antoinette. I've been calling you 100 million times, but you haven't been able to respond. That's okay. We're not sorry people, y'all. And greetings, family. It is so good to hear everyone's voice, and I hope everybody that I connected with is at least listening in. These are very powerful times, and Brother West, you're a trip, my brother. Send me the lady.
You sound young.
Sir?
You sound real young, Mama AC. You sound young.
Send me the lady who does push-ups and the elder, because she's not in my thing anymore. Put it on my page, because I want to look at her again to get myself pumped up. But I'm still here, family. Very interesting things are going on. I'm still in the facility, the Gables Resort. I'm not sure when I'm going home. There's some developments that, you know, because when I had this last procedure, you know, they fractured my whole femur, and they had to plate me up and screw me up and wire me up and do a lot of things, but I've been stepping on it, and now it's settling into, I guess, where it's supposed to settle into, and it's created almost 3.5 inches, almost 4 inches short. So I'm waiting for some special shoes, and we shall see. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I got my leg, family. I got, even though I don't feel it, I got it, and I'm grateful. So I just want to say this. Family, I don't know if it's my imagination or what it is, but do you know that I feel something move, like machine, you know, like a robot? Like, do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes it scares the shit out of me. It wakes me up. I feel like something is moving in a part or something. Could that be my imagination, or is something going on, family? I need you to tell me.
Can I? Okay.
Do you hear what I'm trying to say to you?
That's what I'm getting ready to, you know, see if this is part of what happens is with us having all of these different frequencies. That's what I was talking about. See, when we're born and when we sleep, we're in the delta state. Then when we're waking up, it's like the between worlds, is the theta. The alpha state is when you grow into and you start awareness. But the beta is the activity of the adult. This is what we do when we're working and creating and activity. This is our active consciousness. When you come down into alpha state, which is the calming consciousness, this is why you try to rest yourself after you've worked hard all day. Then you kind of relax and get into that theta state. Kind of, that's what Wes is talking about, that hypnosis. where you're hearing that frequency to help you calm down to go into delta, which is the sleep state. And in that delta state, this is the part where these interferences now are in our environment, because your phone is by your bed. You got Wi-Fi in that hospital. So you're having the movement of that 5G transmitting while you're laying there in that metal bed, which is nothing but a big receiver, and you're receiving all of this mechanical energy that you're thinking that some robot, but that's that bed's energy, because you can still push that button and raise yourself up, let yourself down. Is that what's happening in the bed you sleep in?
Yeah, Brother Kwame, and I'm, dang, and I'm
and
like,
that's the robotics that your body has adjusted with your metal, and your body is more receptive with that steel that they put in your leg, because
you gotta get some shungite.
Right, you need
just
to put
get some shungite, man.
She got to get shungite, but she's also put.
I got it right here underneath my bed, family, and I even have that grounding pad.
No. It's got to be up by your head. It's got to be. I keep magnetite stones and crystal in my pillow. Magnetite and crystal, because magnet is drawing out the energy that I want to come into my mind while I'm sleeping on that pillow. And the crystal to be that transmitter and receiver. So what I'm doing is making my own transmitter and receiver in my pillow. And I use feather pillows. I do not use foam pillows.
Okay.
Excuse me, y'all. There's some background noise that is going to – it's some background noise. Did y'all check your mind?
Okay. Sounds like someone might have a
speaker
on. Someone's on.
I'm still muted. I'm still muted, Sister Antoinette.
Okay,
But yeah, I've been hearing that background myself. But let me add this real quick to the scenario that Brother Kwame opened my senses up to when he mentioned, you know, dealing with the different sleep realms, and you talking about how you feel when you lay down. Remember, as I said, we manifest things once they throw the shit on the wall. Now, again, we know about the delta state of sleeping, but remember, they just introduced the delta variant, family. What are they doing?
And they also crack the 5G.
Well, you're right. What are they doing in the use of these words? Because, like I say, they're occultic. The English language is an occult language. So when they're using these things that we're now pinpointing at sleep, the Delta Ram, why all of a sudden did we come up, or they come up with a Delta variant? Because it's affecting your sleep realm. Do we know exactly, you being in that facility, what in the hell they've been shooting you up with? What so-called vaccines have they really had? What did they give you while you were under doing your procedure? Because, again, remember, before that procedure, my sister, you had a dream with me being there, and they getting ready to operate on you on a damn bus. And remember, the bus comes to 14. We've been talking about that 5 all night.
Yes.
It's a lot of variables that can be thrown in that scenario, because you're still in a facility that is not your home.
That's right.
So... yes, it's all a contributing factor, and thank you for that, because you activated some cells in my brain, Brother Kwame, that almost drove me insane. But I'm okay. I'm coming back.
Thank us, family. I'm gonna mute Sister Antoinette. I'm just grateful to hear your voice, and Brother Ray, I think I heard, yeah, Brother Ray, and Brother Wes, send me the lady, elder, that does those tremendous gecko push-ups, I call them, so I can get pumped up again. Thank us, family.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find her. I think that's a lady in Miami you're talking about. I'll see if I can find her.
Okie dokie. Thank us, family. Thank us all.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mother AZ, and hello. Thank you.
The part that I was sharing that, because, you know, the delta is the unconscious is at a 0.54 hertz to 0.5 hertz. The theta is the imagination, which is at the frequency of 4 to 8 hertz. And then the alpha is the calm consciousness is between 8 and 12 hertz. And the beta, the active consciousness, resonates at the frequency of 12 to 35 hertz. So
you've been doing your homework, bro. You're right on the money.
You what?
I say you've been doing your homework. You're right on the money with them frequency and numbers, man. You're right on the money, bro.
Yeah. I mean, that's just what I'm sharing with the family, because I understand when I get this, I got to give it to us. So we all on the same page and understanding how we're going to deal with this. And so when Brother Ray was saying about the drumming and how would it do, is because when we're in that beta state, that's when we're drumming and doing that. And what we're attempting to do is to bring us into a more calming consciousness state by the rhythm of that drum on the rhythm of that heartbeat. And so when we can synchronize these frequencies, we go against that 5G with 60 hertz. And we go against that other transmission that comes from the cell phone towers and that. And especially when you go to the ocean and that energy that's coming, the negative ions coming out of that ocean waves and clashing against that energy there, when you go into nature, and you standing there with the trees and the forest, which is the wood wide web, that's the unearth net while we're dealing with the on-earth net. See, there's an in-earth net and there's an on-earth net. We want to stay connected to the in-earth net because
yeah,
that is keeping us rooted.
But what happened to me the other day, I did purposes to went outside to walk through my mailbox barefooted and grounded myself. And for some reason, that's the same day they cranked up that 5G, man. So it was like crazy, man. But I'm glad I got through it, man, because we in the new year now. So I had to ground my bed and everything, man. But they had my bed shaking, man. I ain't even had no woman in the bed shaking like crazy, man. So I was like Mama AZ. I had to ground my bed, man. My box spring.
Yeah.
And now, Brother West, for those that don't know, tell us how you ground your bed again. For the frequency,
well,
for anyone that doesn't know.
Well, if you got box springs and they hit your bed with the EMF, electric low frequency, you cut a hole on the side. Where you could stick your finger in there, you could feel the metal box screen. And you could take a wire, make sure the wire is a bare wire. If you got insulation on it, cut the insulation off where it's bare copper touching the one box screen. And you take the other end of the wire. You can either ground it, make sure it's a bare wire. Anything metal, like your window frame, you can do it like that. Or you can take it to your ground plug. Or your outlet, your ground plug. Don't stick it in the one with the slots going up and down, hot and neutral. You go to the bottom of the little circle. That's your ground, where the ground plug at. Stick it in that, and then you should be grounded. All the ground go back to the earth. The electricity go to the earth and get grounded. But yeah,
right.
Stick
and
it to the bottom hole, the bottom hole in the middle, not the one too on the side going up and down perpendicular. Don't do that because you might get electrocuted. Just go to the little bottom
right.
hole in between, and that should do it.
But well, another safe way to do it, could I share another way with Brother West is saying, is that what you can do is according on where your window is. If you're in a two-story, your bedroom is upstairs, it's hard to do. But if you're a one-level space, what I have done is I take to my metal frame, okay, because the coils I don't sleep on is that I got a cotton mattress and then it's on a box. But what I'm on is a metal frame. And what I do with it is I tie the copper wire around it and run it out and put out the window and run it, drop it down to the ground, and I have a copper tube stuck down in the ground, and I wrap that wire around it because it's just like what Brother West is saying, is that ground plug is connected, is a ground plug to the earth. And that's the same thing you're doing. It's like a lightning rod. But the other thing you can do, too, is most people push their beds up against the wall. Tell them, Brother West, because you're an electrician, when you got wiring running through your wall, that electric current is an EMF frequency. And when your metal frame is up against that wall and you got a plug right beside it, guess where that EMF frequency is going to run right to? Your bed frame. Even though you got the lights and stuff out, the electricity still is running. It's cut off at the switch, but it's still live in the wall.
You're right, man. You're right.
I have a question. Do you still have me?
What if you
have boxes? I have like crates. You know, those plastic crates in a box, in a paper box, inside the paper box, and that's my frame, and then I have water packs, gel packs, inside those crates inside the box. And then I have a piece of wood on top of that, a sheet of wood, and then a foam mattress on top. And that's it.
Okay.
Well, that water should help you.
Water is going to pick up energy, but the two things that you're saying is, and you got a foam mattress. Foam is made out of what?
Cotton, isn't it? Cotton and wire?
No.
Polyester.
Foam is polyester. It's a chemical. It's nothing but that shredded crate pressed together. That's all it is. It's a toxic material. Foam is nothing but a toxic material. And so what you're doing is you got it. You know, a couple of things going. You got the wood, but then you got it on plastic crates. It would be better if you had it on cement blocks.
Oh.
Because what you're doing, because the toxicity, the thing was, if you burnt that bed, the fumes from that plastic burning and that foam burning would kill you quicker than the fire.
So even though when I bought the crate from Amazon, they came in the box, and I just never took them out. I left them in the box and just stacked the box, just put them, faced them, and then put a piece of plywood on top of it and my sponge mattress.
Right, but what it's like with my futon that I have in my other room, it's on a wooden frame, and I got a cotton pad that's the bed. It's all cotton. That's why most Orientals and most people in indigenous countries sleep on the floor number one, and they sleep on cotton padded mattresses. Because when you're sleeping on coil springs, your body lays parallel to your bed. And if you got a coil spring, that means that each one of those springs is a metal receiver of the EMF field. And that's why you see all of these beds now, they're getting rid of the spring beds and giving people these foam beds. It's because they know with them coming up with that 5G and Wi-Fi in your house, your coils are transmitting straight up into your body.
Okay, so what you're saying, even though the bed covering is cotton, Brother Kwame,
it's coming right through.
Oh.
If you had a sheet of foil in there, that would cut it off. It would bounce back. That's what the foil.
Oh, get out of here! So
back.
I can layer it with foil because I love the way it sleeps.
Yeah.
So what I need to do is layer it with aluminum foil.
That would bounce the frequency back. But if you got it coming up and you got it, it's coming straight up into your body. And guess what? When you lay on your back, your electrical system that's running through your spinal cord is now being interfered with what? That electricity, that EMF is coming up through the box springs.
Yeah, that'd be your cheapest right to get you some aluminum foil and do what he said.
I do not have box springs. I just got a piece of plywood on top of those boxes that I've spaced out with those crates. I never took those crates out. I didn't feel like it. Put the boxes, space the boxes where it would comply with the sheet of plywood, and then I lay my mattress on top of that. But I know what to do, use that aluminum foil. I know, because I don't want to buy nothing else. I don't want to buy nothing else. And if I get a hospital bed, then it's going to be mechanical and all of this other crap. I don't need to deal with that. No, I'm good because I'm camping out anyway. I'm good. Okay.
Right, because and the other thing you could do, if you could find you a roller, like go to Hobby Lobby or one of those places where they sell copper wire for making jewelry, you can create a net, like run strands up and down that styrofoam. And so what you're doing is that you run it up and down, and what you're doing is you're creating like a Faraday cage. You're creating a way you can ground, you can even ground your, make yourself a grounded bed, and do like Brother West said, you run that copper wire along that styrofoam. And then you take it and twist it, and then you stick it into the ground plug of that. And that way it grounds your the transmission of grounding is coming up into you as opposed to what the other is coming into you.
Okay. Okay. Now, Brother Harris, do you know how to do that?
No, I was just about to say I'm going to add a little bit something to the mix because, again, I love grounding. And people that know me, I actually got two gifts, the same gift. And what it is they have what's called grounding pads. You can buy you a ground pad that does exactly what Brother Wes and Brother Kwame are talking about.
I have that. Dr. V got me one. So what I'm going to have to do is put it on my head. Put it in my pillow. Would that work? Family?
If it fits.
Yeah.
That'll work.
That's why I was sharing about putting the shim guide in your pillow. You want anything that's going to transmit and help your brain transmit, because that's where your energy is in receiving and transmitting from, is in your brain, your neural net.
All right, so then
plus
I should
take you some magnesium too.
Get out of here. What? Oh, man. Thank you, family. All right. So then I should ditch these pillows and go up and find me some feather pillows.
Yes.
Oh, man. I'm gonna
why
tell Dr.
Got,
oh, one more thing. Get your copper used. Pillow. They got copper pillows, too. I got a copper pillow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have a copper pillow?
Okay, Brother West, please, I don't mean to get nosy, but what did that cost you, if you don't mind sharing?
Oh, you go to Walmart, they got copper strands in the pillow, and you get about $5 or $6, it's not too much. It's called
what?
A copper pillow.
Dang, I've been on the turnip truck over here too long, okay.
And you can also get some copper socks, too. They got socks with copper in them, too.
At Walmart?
Yes, ma'am. You can find them anywhere. CVS, copper socks, you can find them anywhere. They got copper socks, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for helping to remove some more onion layers away from my third eye. Well, okay, then let me ask you this. When they cut me, they cut all of my nerves, and I've been talking to my nerves and everything for them to reprogram and come back alive. But what do you think acupuncture would help the feeling to come back? Or that's going to take a while?
It's kind of twofold, because acupuncture is to redirect. It's like where if you got a pain shooting down your leg, You put a needle there and a needle in another spot, and it'll stop the transmission going up and down your leg. And what you want to do is try to find something that's going to help direct that energy by putting something on that leg that's going to help. And you have to research it to find out what can help you with the energy traveling up and down your leg. But it also, like you said, you got the pins and the wiring because your femur was cracked. And so they had to reattach your femur to where it's now really being held together by screws and wire. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. So your leg is like a giant receiver with all that metal in it coming through your skin and muscle.
So it could that be why the feeling is not there anymore because of all of that metal?
It's going to take a while for it to rip, because once they cut you open and had you open for that long, your nerves had to kind of put themselves to sleep. And now it's like they've got to grow back that signal together. It's kind of like you got to heal from the inside, not from the outside in, from the inside out.
Let me comment real quick, because I was getting ready to go there. Exactly right. That's why I didn't have back surgery, because, again, I ask questions, and these are questions you can ask. Is during the surgery, did they cut any nerves or were any nerves disturbed? And you know they were, because you already have said that you're not feeling. So from that feeling that you're not getting, they severed nerves. What's got to happen is those nerve endings grow back in time. It takes time, and you can ask them, how much time does it take for your nerves to regenerate, to reconnect again, as Brother Kwame said, so that you now feel again, because, again, they damaged nerves or cut nerves when they did that procedure. This is why you're not feeling now. But it's going to grow back.
Things,
the tendons and the nerves are going to reconnect.
Right. And two things you can do, too, is in the sun, you can let the sun rejuvenate the skin and the energy of the sun to help the heal. But you also, you like swimming. And you like being in water, but it would be better chlorinated water chemically. It's got bleach in it. It's like chlorine. But if you have to start taking salt baths, Epsom salt baths, because that will draw out anything that's affected, but it also helping the healing, because that's why they tell you wash your mouth out with salt water when you get your tooth removed, is to rejoin the skins and nerves back together where that tooth was extracted from.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's probably why family that my, you know, I'm not able to sit in a tub, but I sit on the bench and I use the salt to, sea salt, not sea salt, but Himalayan salt and Epsom salt to rub with the gloves. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. You just answered.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. And there's one other thing you can do as well, and that is to use kelp, K-E-L-P. It's
seaweed.
It's actually derivative of seaweed, and what it does negate that radiation that has been coming from the metal and from the electricity. So and that's why you go to the ocean. That's why I go anyway. I go out for years just to draw those toxins out and to earth, what we call earthing. Just plant your feet on the soil, in the dirt, in the mud, in the grass, on the ground. It will draw some of those toxins and also that electricity out.
Well, I've been doing that. You have a spot out here that I can wet down now that it's warmer, and I go out and put my feet in the mud and rinse off. I got a hose out here that they put out here for me, and I wash my feet off and come back into my room. I play in the mud.
Yeah, but the thing about mud is soil, and soil has minerals and life in it. And what you're wanting to do is help your skin and the leg to start growing its nerve endings back. And that's what dirt does. It helps the seed to grow. And you're wanting your skin to start getting it. That's why people take mud baths and take mud facials and all of that, because the minerals in the mud soaks into the skin. And it draws out some of the toxicity in the body also. It's according on what the clay or the soil is.
Oh, I just love you, family. I love the freaking bejesus out of you, because they really going to think that I'm nuts when I figure out a way to sit down in my mud patch.
And you know what else, Mother AZ? When you... Peroxide will help heal it. And I don't know if you use vitamin D3.
I do.
Yeah, okay, vitamin D3, yeah, from the sun too. But if you do use the D3, like in a pill or a capsule, try to get the oil. And then if you can get a pure peppermint oil, the one that you could eat, as well as rub on your body, because peppermint is a soother, it's a preservative, and it's also a sedative. So you can take it orally, rub it on your foot, but if you take it orally, do you drive? Don't drive or anything if you do, because it's really a sedative. I take it at night before I go to sleep.
No, I'm not able to drive just yet. I got to get...
Okay.
Another thing is drink
plenty of water. If you drink enough water and you're diabetic, it'll bring your AC1 down to a 7. And once you get to the 7, if people take insulin or they take anything to control their diabetes, they really don't even have to take it anymore. A lot of doctors won't tell you that, but you don't. So that water, if you can just drink as much water as you can. I don't mean the faucet water. We know a lot of that is poison now. But drink as much water as you can.
Yeah. I appreciate this, family. You know, I appreciate this, because it just confirms, you know, some things in my meditation that my body has been saying to do. And I'm grateful I'm just grateful. And one other thing I want to ask the family, Brother Eric was talking about Arizona. Tucson, somebody say the number of Tucson, and Tucson is Aquarian. Who can tell me again about that? Because very interesting things are unfolding since I've been here in this facility. Spiritually, it's like I'm in a vortex. Or, you know, what can somebody shed light on Tucson, Arizona, period, for Tucson? Hello.
Hello.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I didn't think anybody had an answer for, and I was going to ask you, Brother Eddie, to give your closing remarks.
No.
And,
I was going to share with her because I just pulled it up with Tucson, Arizona, and the way it is astrologically. In Tucson, it's Leo, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. That's the alignment of the degrees, like longitude, latitude, and that's how it lines up chartedly in the zodiac. I don't know where he got it from, but, I mean, this is something I just pulled up.
Well, we do have someone who can give an answer, but we'll get them on the next go-round.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Or someone from
Well, Arizona. Yeah. Okay, you have them with you now, Brother Ray?
No, I'll have to call them and get them on next time.
Okay. Well, we'll save that for the next time. Well, y'all, I want to thank you for being with us. It's been a while since Brother Eddie and I have been on. So we thank you, and we appreciate y'all. And I want to remind y'all that Brother Ray does have a Cash App that you can help him while he's under the weather, even though he sounds very good. Or if you wish to contribute to the drum call for the drumming, Brother Ray, if you can give your Cash App, we can do that real quick.
Well, I thank you for that. I thank you just blew surprise, but I thank you for that. But we do need assistance with the drum call. We're trying to get that up so that these young people will have drums. We're going to give them to them, and we do have some drums that we can purchase and give to them. So that's what we're doing with the drum call. The Cash App is $RaymondFauntroy. $RaymondFauntroy, and that goes directly to the drum call. And we are planning, I do have on with us tonight Mr. Tasha Potter, who is from Virginia, and her tribe is doing something next month, and she's inviting us to join her. I just wanted to quickly introduce her so that you will get a chance to meet her before she comes back on and explains what she's doing. Sister Tasha, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I just wanted to just introduce you briefly just so that they will know.
Hello, Sister Tasha.
Hello, good evening.
Give them your tribe, will you please?
We are the Toxinodoic tribe. Some people may say we're a monkey, but we're of the all of the Powhatan nation, or what the Caucasian folks will say, the Powhatan Confederacy, as they try to place us in. But we are the Doeg tribe here in Northern Virginia, and we've been here. My dad's bone marrow, they say, goes back 35,000 years here in the state of Virginia. So, you know, yeah, his bone marrow matched to some bones that they dug up
right here in Virginia, 20 minutes outside of Washington, D.C. His bone marrow goes back to bones that were of 35,000 years that the archaeologists dug up here in America.
We're going to ask you to come back on, Tasha, and give the whole story at Sister Antoinette's timing. So we're looking forward to that, and I just wanted to introduce you to
yeah.
them. They'll know that we are moving across this nation and across the world. People are listening, and they're joining into this drum call, which is truly making a difference.
I love it.
Could I?
Yes.
Antoinette.
Yes.
Okay, Mama AZ and Eric was correct because what they do, and they said Tucson was incorporated as a city on February the 7th, 1877. That is the Aquarius. That's what they mean. Tucson is connected with Aquarius. It's because it was incorporated as a city. So that's why they're giving it the sign, because when it was incorporated, whenever the place is incorporated, Delaware, it was incorporated into being a city at a certain date and month, and that's where they say the sign comes from. That's what he's talking about, the Aquarius.
Okay. Can I chime in, Brother Ray? This is Tasha Potter. The reason why Tucson, Arizona, and this is coming from a spiritual aspect, because the native, the indigenous folks that were from there, they had some of the highest frequency in America, other than the ones that were here in D.C., that they actually placed the nation's capital. That's a whole other part of information that we talk about within my family when we're dealing with energy and frequency and dealing with high points, where they always, if you ever go where those places are, they always got a high point. They always got somewhere where they put a marker at, because there is a high frequency of technology, like where you get, like you all talking about, this internet signal, and where you're getting all this energy that goes into the upper heavens, which is our universe, and comes back down and floats back out to the universe. And Tucson, Arizona, like I said, those indigenous folks that's out there, they really, really, really robbed them of their frequency.
But would you say the same thing in Virginia with what came in as
yeah,
being established?
Yeah, they placed
the nation capital here. Sister Antoinette, may I speak just for a second?
Yes, go ahead.
Who was this sister that said, spiritually, from a spiritual standpoint, who was this sister? I want to connect with her. Who was that?
That's Sister Tasha Potter, and we're connecting. This is what we're doing, connecting. We're making connections so that we can come together all over the nation and all over the world. So you're welcome.
Okay.
We're getting ready to have something that you may be able to attend. If not, we're gonna get you to do something out there in your area with your tribe, and we'll come there too. But we gotta get it organized and get it moving.
Yes,
so
sir. Okay,
that's what she feels nice for to be introduced to this great group of people. We got a wonderful group of people, and she is part of it.
Thank her.
I wanted to see Mama AZ, because what was Mary's tribe out there in Virginia?
The Okanichi.
Okanichi, right.
I'll look on the list underneath of the Powhatan Confederacy. There's so many tribes underneath of the Powhatan Confederacy that might be under there.
Right, but
one tribe is trying to hide the Blackfoot. They're trying to hide the Blackfoot. I'm Blackfoot. I'm trying to find that. So if you know anything about Blackfoot, send it to Brother Ray. He sent it to me. I appreciate it.
Blackfoot. She's Blackfoot, Sister Sever. I'll continue.
Yeah,
okay.
When we have Sister Tasha on, I'm sure that, you know, well, I hope that she'll be able to address everyone's questions after she tells us about her tribe.
Yeah, she gives me chill bumps, family. Sister Tasha, you give me freaking chill bumps. That's a good thing. Thank us.
You're welcome.
Yes, well, Sister Tasha, get with Brother Ray, and he can give you my contact information, or you know, however you wish to do this.
But we got
now,
a
okay, great. Thank you, Brother Ray. Brother Eddie, do you have any closing remarks?
Nothing other than I always do, that I love the family, I love the energy, I love the exchange. And I love the lesson, family, because I'm always learning, always. And I love the input and the spirit that was amongst all of us. Keep it rolling. Keep it doing. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Because, again, we talk about all this chaos that's happening. We can at any time get caught up in some garbage just because we leave our house, or just by sitting in your damn house get shot through your window pane. So I want to hear all these beautiful voices and all this information the next time go around. So again, be careful, family. I love you. Stay strong. Peace.
Hey, that's Nick. Can I say one more thing? Well,
yes,
you can. My sister and everybody on the line, man, this stuff is getting cut short faster, man. Okay, because it's supposed to be 6,000 years, but now it's 5783, so you're chopping off 200 years, Brother Ray and your other sister from New Jersey. So y'all just be cool, relax. Everything right on time. It's short. These days be short. Your time is up, y'all. We already won. We got them. And y'all just relax to see how these 13 families going to fall, y'all. So y'all just be cool, relax. Just be cool, relax, and watch the show. And we finna come up, y'all. All of us finna get our abundant prosperity that's in the book, man. Right on, Israel. The Hebrew lights, Israelites. That's us, y'all. Keep your light shining.
Thank you. Erico732, do you have any closing remarks?
Oh, no. I just want to say thank you to everybody. And Mother A, because he mentions love. Yeah, love is the greatest of all. And I love you all. Good night.
Erico618, do you have any closing remarks?
Just keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open. Stay positive.
Yeah. Brother Ray, do you have any closing remarks?
Well, I just want to thank everybody for giving their input tonight. And like I said, all roads lead home, and we all have a part to play. Let's play our part.
Okay, thank you. And Sister Tasha, you're on Brother Ray's mind. Do you have any closing remarks that you would like to add?
I would like to say thank you for receiving me tonight, and I will return. So will Shay.
Well, thank you. We're looking forward to it. Brother Kwame, do you have any closing remarks?
To the family, today is the 6th, the 12th of April is a conjunction of Jupiter, Neptune, and the sign of Pisces, a very powerful conjunction. So be ready to use your energy and your spiritual requests and use your divine power from above to help us below.
And what is that date again?
That's April the 12th, next Wednesday.
April the 12th.
So, right. That would be next Tuesday, because today is the 6th. Yeah, next Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you. Got to remember that. Okay, Sister Paris, do you have any closing remarks?
I just love my family, and thank you for just being in my life at this particular time. I'm looking at my trees out here, and I'm just being grateful to be able to look at my trees and thank us. Aho. Peace.
Thank you. All right, everyone. Thank you for being with us, and we shall meet again soon. Hopefully next week, but, you know, we'll see how everything goes. But thank you, and everyone have a good night. Yes.
Do you have any closing remarks for us?
Well, I thank y'all for coming and being with us, And I hope that everyone is taking the information that we got in this class and applying it to their lives. And I thank everyone for their participation and giving us their words of wisdom, giving us their pearls, because they're definitely needed.
Yeah.
No, they're definitely needed. They mean a lot to me, and I truly appreciate it. I appreciate everyone. So, I mean, I just ask you if everyone stays safe. Stay safe, and as Brother Eddie and Brother West says, don't let your anger get the best of you. Think about the consequences of everything that you do, because everything you do has a consequence. Every decision you make, you have to think about the decision on both sides, for the good and the negative. Don't just react.
So we close to the promised land, y'all.
As my grandfather said, you can't just remember, you can't do wrong right.
Yeah, just relax, stay in the flow, because we're in the day of judgment, y'all. You got to stay up. Want to stay in the plus column with the most I connect, though, so you can be connected. Stay in the plus column, y'all. And my sister says, spread
that love.
Yes. Yeah.
So with that, I want to thank everyone again for being with us. And, we will be back next week. And everyone have a good night, a good weekend.
Happy New Year.
Y'all.
Happy New Year.
I can't check out because it's past the, we're in that extra overtime, but we're going to close it out while it's still good. Okay.
Happy New Year, Israel.
Oh, thank you. Okay, y'all. Have a good one.
Peace.
Care.
Hey, Antoinette, I sent you a song, Antoinette.
Okay, thank you. Okay, good night, folks.
Bleep, 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 bleep. That's all, folks.